On Grand Valley State University Week, the problem with a water source could be in the soil below it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alan Steinman, professor of water resources, digs in.
Phosphorus is essential for all forms of life, but in excess, it can negatively impact streams, lakes, and wetlands, as it can stimulate algal bloom formation. One of the main areas of research in my lab is the influence of phosphorus on aquatic ecosystems. Unfortunately, many aquatic ecosystems are being exposed to more phosphorus than they can handle, resulting in problems. We use a combination of monitoring, experiments, and modeling to determine the most effective way to treat or remove the phosphorus and restore the systems. One example of a recent success story was a former wetland that had been converted to a celery farm. Once farming was no longer economically viable, the pumps were turned off and the areas allowed to reflood. However, the soils were so rich with phosphorus that much of it leached into the overlying water, generating phosphorus concentrations about 20 to 30 times greater than the downstream lake to which it was formerly connected. The original restoration design was to reconnect these flooded ponds to the downstream lake to create new habitat for fish and wildlife. But based on our initial monitoring, it was clear that allowing this massive phosphorus to enter the lake would cause problems. As a consequence, we conducted experiments and determined the most effective way was to dewater the ponds and dredge the top 3 feet of phosphorus-rich soil. Water was allowed to then refill the ponds to create a flow-through marsh. After refilling, the phosphorus levels had declined dramatically from about 600 parts per billion to 30 parts per billion, allowing us to reconnect the wetland to the downstream lake, resulting in both improved habitat and water quality.
That was Alan Steinman of Grand Valley State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.